He'll show you games to play. He bends his mouth up to your ear. The words won't disappear. He'll take your eyes out for a ride. Through an eyeglass of tears, it's not clear. Oh! On Saturday! White vision's black! Mr. Malady! The sky of milk, you're drinking silk. You've lost the runcible spoon. On second place, your name's wait. Be mad in the air of the moon.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM. That's us. That's us. It's me.
It's you.
It's you and me.
It's me and you.
It's just me and the captain today.
Ahoy, mateys.
I'm not Tennille, though.
No.
No.
Hell no.
No. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's a rather crisp fall night in Winnipeg. Yeah, I don't have much to say.
No, it starts off cold in the morning. You get a nice summery kind of spring afternoon, and then right back into
fall. And my friend and I, we text every morning, and she's like, "I hate this," because she walks to work, and she's like, "I hate this weather because like I'm freezing in the morning, so I layer up.
Yeah,
but by the time I walk home, I have to like strip off half those layers." I'm like, "Yeah, it's." It's such a beautiful time of year. It looks gorgeous outside.
Yeah.
But the weather is ridiculous. So we're suffering.
We are.
No, we're not. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's a bit of a weird one.
It is a bit of a hodgy-podgy kind of...
But there's some kind of, like cohesiveness to it.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, rockabilly-inspired punk garage rock stuff.
Yeah.
Except for that first track, which was hilarious. That came up. I had that on last week's show, and I'm like, oh, this track is so standalone on its own. It was that, like, tiki-esque type one. I was like, I should build a whole playlist around that. Didn't happen. But I didn't want to remove it because I just loved it. So started off the show with, what's that one called?
Primitive London?
Thank you. I lost my page here. Primitive London, Primitive London 1 by Basil Kirchen.
I thought it said kitchen, but yeah.
Okay. Basil Kitchen.
Basil Kitchen.
Basil Kitchen. It works. After that was The Monks, who, if you're not, like, if you're not familiar with The Monks, the, like, 60s group The Monks, check them out. They're amazing. They all cut their hair to be, like, monks, so they all, like, shaved the top of their heads.
That's a little too far, but yeah.
But they did. There was, like, six of them in the group, and you find there's not very many pictures of them because they weren't huge, but definitely influential as a punk, you know, forerunner.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like every picture I find of them shows them with that weird monk haircut, right? And I'm like, wow, that is dedication to your craft. Because that is not a good look.
No, hell no, it's not a good look.
It's so weird, but it's just hair, right?
Yeah.
It's just hair. And we finished the first set off with Baron Saturday by The Pretty Things.
Yep.
So cool thing about Baron Saturday, it's on an album called SF Sorrow. And SF Sorrow, I'm going to read this direct from Wikipedia because they summed it up so much better than I could, okay? SF Sorrow is the fourth album by the English rock band The Pretty Things. Released in 1968, it is known as one of the first rock operas ever released.
Oh.
Based on a short story by singer Phil May, the album is structured as a song cycle telling the story of the main character, Sebastian F. Sorrow, from birth through love, war, tragedy, madness, and his disillusionment with old age. Members of the Who claim that SF Sorrow did not have an influence on Pete or his writing of Tommy. The Pretty Things and critics disagree with The Who. I love that last sentence because, yeah, it's a bit of a... The Who definitely get a lot of credit for creating the first rock opera, which was actually... A quick one while he's away, if you want to get technical, which is an 8-minute opus that tells a story. But after that came Tommy.
Yeah.
And everyone is like, The Who invented the rock opera. Not so.
No.
You should definitely, if you are into that kind of stuff, SF Sorrow is a great album. It's a little hard to get into at first, but super good. Super good.
Super good.
I have it on vinyl. And it's one of those albums, it's a rock opera, you gotta listen to it beginning to end. So yeah. It's best on vinyl. I'm sounding like such a snob. It's best to listen to it.
Oh my god, vinyl. You
on
have
vinyl.
To listen to it on vinyl.
Yeah, they got the full effect.
Oh, I have that on vinyl. Original pressing and new release. New reissue. On pink vinyl, it's amazing.
It's variants. Vinyl variants.
Right.
We're fine. But anyway, I seriously go if you're into, if that song at all kind of like piqued your curiosity. Go give SF Sorrow a listen.
Yeah, do it.
I love a good rock opera.
Who doesn't?
Well.
Oh, yeah, there's probably a few people.
There's a few people. I don't need that negativity in my life. No. I can go listen to their country music or whatever. I don't care.
Right.
So, yeah, we got a lot of music, but surprisingly, not a lot of music.
Yeah, it's one of those shows where it's like, I always try and put songs on there.
Yep.
I thought I put like 5 songs. I'm like, oh, they're half an hour already. It was like 16 minutes.
Right, because they're all like 2-3 minutes.
Yeah.
This is when I used to DJ. Like, I'm looking at the times right now. 217, 267, 153, 209. And then we got one that's 7 minutes. That's our pee break song. And then 230, 250, 220, 150. Like, when I used to DJ in the club, I hated these. They always got the people going because they're jammers, right?
Yeah.
Like, they just... hit it hard and keep going. But there was no rest for the wicked because as soon as I got a record on, I had to find the next, cue it up, and then it was exhausting. It's so exhausting. But this is easier because it's just a set list.
Yep.
So we're going to go on right now with The Shadows.
Ooh,
The Scotch Shadows. On Socks. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yep.
Thank you. Man. Hey! Yeah! Thank you.
I'm like, I can hear you talking over the song, and I'm like, dude, they're like, it's getting to the like, section, I'm not gonna, no, okay, hi.
What up?
I'm like, what is he saying? I'm grooving in my headphones. Hey, baby.
What's up?
Well, not much. Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome.
How's it going?
It's going great.
All right. It's going pretty good here, too.
Yep.
It feels weird not having a show with adverts in it, because usually I break that up with an advert. I don't usually, like, jump right in. So I'm, like, a little out of sorts. But, yeah, that was a monster set.
That was.
We started that off with Scotch on the Socks by The Shadows. And even after listening to it, we still don't know what Scotch on the Socks means.
No, we still don't know.
Apart from a good groove, right? after that was Guitar Jit by Les Jaguars. Los Monstros with Hey Monstro.
Yep.
I guess. My French is bad. Or whatever language. That's not French.
Amanda. No, it looks like that's Spanish.
Thank you. My Brother the Man by We the People. And we finished it off with a fantastic groove. Yeah. A 7+ minute groove of Paint It Black by Africa.
They bless the rains down there, you know that?
They do bless.
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
Repeatedly. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. It's fall.
It is fall.
Officially fall in Winnipeg. Things are slowing down. It was funny. I had somebody get in touch with me on Facebook. They're like, hey, I'm a fellow DJ. I'm into the same, like, mod culture and soul and that kind of stuff. I'm going to be in Winnipeg for a week near the end of October. What's going on? What can I check? Like, what can I go see? Can you give me any suggestions? Like, are there any soul nights or mod dues or anything? So I was like, sweet. Went and searched. There is nothing going
on. Nope, nada.
And I kind of forgot that even though everything's been opening up and people have been going out and there's been events and there's been festivals and everything, Winnipeg comes to a grinding halt, it seems, in October. Yeah. Like, the events really start to slow down.
It's because the temperature starts to drop.
Nobody wants
and people,
to
no one wants to go.
Right?
People, but no one wants to go.
I got you, though.
Okay.
The thing is, I love going out in the fall because it's not too hot, it's not too cold, but there's nothing to go out to.
Yeah.
There's a few things. I just hit my microphone. But, yeah, so I felt bad. I'm like, well, Marty's got, Mod Marty, buddy of ours, has got Red River City Soul
Club
Group Shindig,
yeah,
Lollapalooza, I don't know, going on the week after.
Yeah,
there's really nothing the week this poor guy is in Winnipeg, and I'm like, oh man, you're just gonna leave and be like, Winnipeg was the most boring town I've ever seen in my life. So if anybody knows anything going on in the next few weeks, shoot me a line.
We got hockey and football, that's probably about it.
You can't hear the eye roll, like, but you saw it.
I saw it.
I was
yeah.
like, oh. That you're right, though. Like, yeah, that is what happens.
That's what
when
happens
fall hits here. It's hockey and football.
Yeah.
That's why you got the epic eye roll, because I'm like, I do like football.
Yep.
I can deal with hockey. Like, I'm not, I'll go to a game. I'll watch a game on TV once in a while if there's, like, a bunch of people around, but I wouldn't, like, I don't follow it. I'm not obsessive. I'm not, like, you know, I don't know the players' names really well.
Yeah, neither do I, but it's just, you know.
Yeah. But it's, like, that's all I'm going to hear until, like, April. It's
yeah,
hockey, hockey, hockey. But that's okay. It just replaces all the music and fun and festival stuff yeah, that summer happens in the city. So, yeah. Also, news to news, if anybody's looking for a really swanky two-bedroom apartment here in Winnipeg, shoot us a line. You're at Captain_Dan75. I'm at DJ yep, Penny Lane on Instagram. We got an amazing apartment up for sublet.
That's right.
Because we're moving. We don't plan stuff very well, do we?
No.
No. We just go with it.
Just go with the flow.
Go with the flow. So there are some fun stuff going on. You just got us tickets for Boo at the Zoo.
Yep. Boo at the Zoo starts next Friday, the
7th.
Next
Friday.
Yep.
And it goes till...
It goes till the 30th.
Yeah, so Halloween, yep, basically. Yep. For those who don't know what Boo at the Zoo is,
it's
Ghosts at the Zoo.
Yeah, it's it's like a nice little, I don't want to call it a festival, but it's just a yeah, little, you know, thing to get together. And
yeah, you go to the zoo, you can go see the animals they have. It's, I've never been, but from what I've heard, it's like they have food trucks, they have performers, they have vendors, stuff, yep, like, I guess.
Something like that. I've never been either.
You've never been either, so this will be new for us. We could be talking out our butts and we get there, and literally ghosts in cages.
Yeah, it could be.
Like, who knows? But another fun thing that's going on that we will be at, and we know for sure what it is the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Park Theater.
Yep.
That is November
7th.
See, I was going to say the 4th, but you're right. It's the 7th.
Yeah.
That's a Monday. They're doing two showings. The first showing that we're going to was sold out like that. So I think they're doing another one at 10:30.
Yeah.
Dress up encouraged. Prizes for best costume.
Yeah.
Props encouraged, but certain ones are off limits.
Yeah.
No toast, but rice. Did the Park Theater realize how much difficult all that rice is going to be to clean up? Oh, well. But, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. That's the thing, too. All the fun Halloween stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like Halloween.
October 16th is the Manitoba Music
that's
show.
That's right. So in a couple weeks, all you people who have been itching to buy new records, come on down. So this is going on at the Kubota Center on Wilkes.
Yep.
Doors are at 9, 10?
10, I believe.
10. Early bird, I think, is 8 or 9.
Yeah, 8 or 9.
And it's a $30 charge.
Yeah.
But you get first dibs.
Yeah.
So if you've been collecting records and going to conventions, you know that getting there early is the key.
Yeah.
Because if you get there too late, everything's picked over. Like, we went to a comic book and collectibles sale. We heard there may be records. There was some. Nothing amazing.
Yeah.
But it's also, there's also neat stuff. But, we went right at, I think it opened at 10?
Yeah, I think we just went just after 10.
Just after 10. Packed.
Yeah.
But that's because people realize you don't want to get there 3 hours later when it's been picked over, right?
Yeah, and you miss that limited edition copy of Spider-Man number 1. In mint shape.
See, I don't even know. I'm like, I learned a lot about comics that day, though.
Yeah.
I learned some things about comic books.
See?
It's important. But, definitely, we have a table. Well, we're sharing a table with a buddy of ours.
Yeah. Marty is going to have a table as well.
Marty's going to have a table. Vintage Vinyl will be there, I'm assuming, in Spain.
Yeah, I haven't heard, if they are or not. But
yeah, they were there last time. I'm assuming they will, but you don't have to wait for that record sale to go see them.
No.
They are open in the Village. I think they're closed Sundays, but they're open Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
And Fridays. Yes. Tomorrow, I believe he's open tomorrow.
I think, yeah, he was saying there was on his Instagram.
Yeah.
Was
tomorrow's we'll talk about that next, but tomorrow's a day here, a day. But anyway, Vintage Vinyl, new release Fridays. He teases and, you know, entices you with pictures of what's coming up.
Some
and
Michael Jackson this week, some Gil
he's
Scott
got some
Heron.
Stuff, yeah, he's got some good stuff. But you got to get there early.
Yes.
He opens at 11?
Noon.
See, I always like, because I get there for 11.
You get there for 11.
We're not kidding, folks. But yeah, you got to get there early. Yeah. Get your first dibs. Again, see, getting in early.
That's right.
Important.
Yeah.
Yes, tomorrow is I'm going to butcher this. I'm going to try my best. The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yes. Okay.
So that's going on tomorrow. A lot of things are observing holiday hours or are closed.
Yeah.
For our foreign listeners who don't really listen or know what's going on, it's a holiday to take, I hate using the term holiday because it is not a holiday.
No.
It's a day to reflect and learn and be educated about the residential schools situation and just the horrible way our native
Just the way the indigenous people were treated.
Indigenous people, thank you. Yeah,
I learned a bit about their culture too. And
exactly. It's a long time coming.
Yeah,
I think we should have had a day.
It's still not a stat holiday in Manitoba. It was voted against today.
Which was it really?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. Yeah. Because it's important, and it's not like woohoo day off. No, it's to me it's akin to Remembrance Day. It's something. It's a day that you should take some time. And really think about it, because it is like Canada's dirty little secret.
Yep.
And it is disgusting, and it upsets me to no end. Like, to, I read a stat saying that somebody knows at least one person whose family has been affected by residential schools, and it's true.
Yeah, my great-grandmother.
See, there you go. I mean, the degree of separation between people who, I'm not Indigenous.
Yeah.
To somebody who has been affected by this and affected horribly is so slim. So take the time, you know, Reflect.
Reflect. Wear an orange shirt if you have.
Yeah, and if you are curious about like the orange shirt thing, definitely Google it. It has a lovely story that kind of, not really lovely, but the way they've turned the orange shirt into a symbol, I think, is lovely and great. But it's a very sad story about a child in residential schools and what happened to them. So that's why Orange Shirt Day is a big thing.
Yes.
Speech done.
On a happier note.
On a happier note, let's play some music.
Yes, let's play some more music.
So we're going to go on. This is a band. I love this band. The Music Machine. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he's like, the song always reminds me of Maude Marty. I don't know why it does. And I was like, I agree with you, though, because it's his vibe. So this is the Double Yellow Line by The Music Machine.
Ta-da.
Double yellow. marcha así.
was nicely timed. So we're going to take this grooving opportunity to just say our goodbyes.
Yeah, we're going to surf on out and head on home.
We're going to ride that Woody out into the sunset.
Huh.
Get your... This is
I'm sorry.
It's a family show. Anyway, everybody, have a great weekend. Take care. Be safe.
Yep.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.
See you guys.